Back in December, Steve Murphy, a chartered financial advisor and managing director at Furlow Clark in Reigate, took to the seas in the middle of the El Nino season to raise money for the YMCA East Surrey in the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, the world's toughest rowing challenge. His inspiration was the development of the YMCA's inclusive sports facility, a unique and multifunctional disability sports and wellbeing centre. All expenses were financed by Steve, and we're delighted to be able to welcome him into the studio this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, hi, Del.
I understand from others that you're not one to duck out of a challenge, and so the obvious question is, what made you want to take on this particular one?
Yeah, I've done a bit of running before, and a friend of mine tried to row across an ocean, and he was rescued after 4 days. So he gave me the idea, that he inspired me, so to speak.
I can't see how that would inspire you, actually, but yeah. We'll carry on regardless. So why did you pick this particular charity?
Well, I know the chief exec, Ian Burks. He does a lot of running for the local running club, Reigate Priory Running Club, so I've known him for a few years, and I know I knew one of the trustees at the YMCA, and they do a fantastic amount of work, good work for young homeless people in the area. And as you say, they're building a gym, a multifunctional gym for disabled people, so it's a good cause.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And so I have to ask, what experience did you have beforehand and the skills you would need?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't have any skills. I mean, my skills at most things are pretty basic, but I had to do a yacht master theory course, sea survival course, first aid refresher course. They're the basics, and I probably spent about a year training various things on my boat and courses and what have you. Yeah. So that's what I did. But to answer your question, I didn't have any experience at all.
So I suppose the obvious question is, how did you then persuade your family and friends to give their blessing on what was going to be such a dangerous challenge, really?
Well, to be honest with you, my wife and my family were very supportive. Probably because they wanted to get rid of me, but no. But they were very, very supportive. And my wife, she knows that once I've got an idea in my head, I'll just see it through. So, but I wouldn't have done it if they weren't behind me, so to speak.
Okay, right. So to the actual journey itself. So what route did you take?
Well, the route is from the Canaries to the Caribbean. It's the trade winds, so you pick up the trade winds, and the winds and the currents are at the best time of year, so they do a lot of the work. So as I say, it's from the Canaries to the Caribbean, which is 3,000 land miles.
Wow. So how about the early days of the trip? Did you worry it might be a bit more daunting than you would imagine?
Yeah, to be honest with you, the first after about day three, you get out into the Atlantic, and that's quite an eye-opener, you know, because I've heard stories about 40-foot waves, and I used to think people were exaggerating, but you do actually see 40-foot waves, and it was really, really tough for everyone. And then the seasickness kicked in, and I started to have problems, so it was a daunting experience the first week or so.
What happened, Steve?
Well, after I think it was 24 hours, my oar broke, but fortunately I had a spare oar. You need power on the boat, and all the power went on my boat, so I had no lights at night, nothing to navigate by, nothing to communicate with, so it was a complete disaster, and that was after 7 days. So the only way I could get across would be to drift across and hand steer, which would have probably taken me about 4 or 5 months. But I stayed with it for about 36 days. I was by myself, didn't see anyone at all, didn't see any boats, nothing at all. That was pretty tough, to be quite honest. Mm. And I wouldn't want to go through that again.
So I imagine very scary at times.
It was, yeah, because as I say, you know, you don't have any lights on at night, other boats can't see you, and you know, just dealing with 30-40 foot waves is terrifying, because it was just a matter of luck that I didn't capsize several times. I don't know how I got away with it, but I did.
And you don't have any like boats, support boats with you or anything like that?
The support boat would have been at least 6 days away.
Wow.
If I was in trouble, I would have tried to contact a local boat, a local cargo boat, which probably would have taken about 10 hours to get to me. So that's what you're depending on if you need to be rescued, is other shipping in the area, and it's probably about 10 hours away at the at the nearest. So
and you met a big fish, I believe.
Yeah, we saw some whales and we saw some dolphins, but we saw a great white shark, and that was the size of the boat, which is about 27 foot 9 meters. But fortunately, that wasn't interested in us for some reason. But I was prepared for a shark attack, but it probably would have made mincemeat of the boat. But for whatever reason, it wasn't interested in us, and it just went away. But it was definitely a shark.
That would have done for me. So most people would have given up at this stage, but you refused to. So how did you manage to continue in the end?
Well, what I did, I got in contact with a chap called Levan Brown, who's a world record holder. I phoned him, and he got a plane from Scotland to the Canaries, and then he got a boat out, and they found me mid-Atlantic after 36 days. And he fixed my boat, because my boat wasn't seaworthy. In fact, it was very, very dangerous. So he fixed my boat. And he stayed with me. Oh, I wasn't particularly well at the time either, but he stayed with me. So we did it as a duo.
Okay.
And the race organizer knew that, so we were competing as a duo, which what we did 2 hours on, 2 hours off, 2 hours up rowing, 2 hours rest, and that worked. And he was a great bloke, and no regrets about him joining me at all, no.
So you've completed the trip in the end after 80 days, 20 hours and 39 minutes at sea.
Yeah.
So what were your feelings at that point?
Oh, just pure elation. You know, when we came into Antigua, we got a fantastic welcome. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, but it seemed like half the population had turned out. There was just crowds and fireworks. It was just an amazing reception we had. We weren't expecting anyone, to be quite frank with you, but we just got a fantastic welcome by the population from Antigua. It was just brilliant.
I mean, it's fantastic. It's really inspirational.
Yeah.
And Steve, I'm sure our listeners are keen to know how much you raise for the YMCA East Surrey.
Well, at the moment, I think the money's still coming in, but it's about 25,000 plus gift aid, so it'd be over 30. Be over 30,000, so which is a respectable amount.
That's great. And if anyone would like to donate anything, is the fund
yeah,
still open?
Yeah, definitely. You can Google Steve Rose the Atlantic. That should come up with a website. But it's a Virgin Money page. But yeah, please do go on and sponsor my charity. That'd be fantastic.
So I understand back in 2013 you actually ran from John O'Groats to Land's End.
Yeah.
And you raised over 10,000 for the YMCA then.
Yeah.
And then this Talisker Challenge. So you got anything else in the pipeline?
Well, yeah, I've run across the North Pole before, and I've done a few other things, and I'd like to go to the South Pole. But I've got a few thoughts about that, but I'll have to square that one with my wife first.
There you are, an exclusive. She probably moves by the time we get home.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, we at Susie Radio, along with our listeners, are delighted that you've completed your challenge safely and have raised such a big amount of money. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, listeners, that if Steve's story has inspired you and you'd like to help YMCA East Surrey, you can donate. There's several ways to do it. If you Google Steve Murphy, Steve's rowing the Atlantic, or you can go to uk.virginmoneygiving.com and type in Steve Murphy. And there's a Steve is rowing the Atlantic page. So finally, thank you so much for coming in today, Steve. Indeed, your efforts to the YMCA East Surrey, I'm sure they appreciate it, and so will many more people. That's fantastic.